Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We need a little therapy right now. If you're on the phone lines, hang on. I know a lot of you are going to wait. Just wait a couple more minutes here because we're going to talk to our good friend Scott Petrak. You want to make sure you read him every day, BrownZone.com, and he definitely has you covered. And so we always appreciate talking to him. And, of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're breathing, man.
We are good. All right. So when is a win a loss? Because Browns fans kind of feel like yesterday was a loss.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's obviously a win, and it was a win that they desperately needed. And 6-5 is way better than 5-6. But I understand the feelings. And coming off 45-7 against the Patriots and heading into the two games against the Ravens, you wanted to see more improvement. And to me, that's the biggest takeaway, that there just wasn't enough improvement, especially offensively, especially in the passing game, to give fans a whole ton of optimism going into these huge matchups against the Ravens.
In your opinion, Scott, hindsight being 2020, should Baker Mayfield have started that game?
Yeah, I'm not going to change. I thought he should have. I think if you're the starting quarterback and you think you're healthy enough to play, you play. And I'm not sure. Obviously, the injuries are affecting Baker. I'm not sure to what degree. I'm not sure if even he knows to what degree. You saw him make some good throws. So I can't just say, okay, well, all the bad throws were because he's hurt, right? He made good throws. He also made a bunch of bad throws, including, you know, the terrible interception in the first quarter. So that's where it's hard for me, is how much to blame the injuries and how much to blame him. But, you know, he also looked okay in the first half, and they put up 13 points, and they were moving the ball. And then he got more dinged up in the second half, and things got worse, and he finished the game with, whatever, 1-7, I think, the last seven throws. My point is, if your quarterback thinks he can play, you play him. Now he just needs to be better. Despite all the injuries, he needs to play better. And if you reach a point where you think that's impossible, and I did not think that going into the game, I understand if maybe the opinion has changed coming out of that game, given how he played yesterday. But yeah, I think it was fine to play him. I thought he made enough good throws to say, yeah, he's capable of playing with all these injuries. But the performance just wasn't there.
It's funny because there's a part of me that said, like, if Baker's in pain and this isn't working, and I know Baker wants to be out there and he wants to play, does Kevin need to pull the trigger on this thing and just say, look, we're going to be better off in 2 weeks if you sit this week and we get you rested? That said, I still give Kevin a lot of credit for the way he called the end of the game and the fact that, you know, I think they ran the ball 14 out of the last 17 plays. And one of those plays was a punt. And to ride the Nick Chubb train out of Cleveland yesterday with a win, which I thought he did what he – Kevin managed the game at the end of the game the way he needed to. And he put his quarterback in a position to just hand the ball off and get the win. I keep going back and forth on Kevin here. Like, there are things that I like that he does, like what he did at the end of the game. But there's also a part of me that says, I don't care if Baker's telling you he can go out there with one arm. Sometimes I think you kind of have to figure out what's best for the team. And I don't know if putting him out there or not getting him any rest is what's best for the team.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, they all, you know, they watch him practice. So, you know, maybe Baker looked better in practice. And he's okay, we can do what we need to do with him. We still think he gives us a better chance to win than Case Keenum. I mean, that's the bottom line for a lot of this, is to give you a better chance to win than Case Keenum does. And I thought he did going into the game. And I don't necessarily feel the same way coming out of the game. And again, I don't know how much that is injuries or just Baker's inconsistency and bothersome inaccuracy that we've seen even when he's been healthy. I did like, you know, I mean, obviously Kevin didn't have a whole lot of choice but to run it at the end. He wasn't going to trust the passing game, and the run game bailed him out. And that's Nick Chubb, and that's the offensive line, and that's how this team is built. But it's difficult. The whole Baker thing, it's such a tough spot for a coach to be in. It's a tough spot for Baker to be in, but it's a tough spot for Stefanski to be in. And I think yesterday might have been the tipping point where he felt like, yes, Baker gave us the best chance to win, period. I'm not sure he feels the same way coming out of that game, given the way Baker played.
Scott Petrak, Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, I thought the defense played really well. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the 57-yard touchdown run was obviously bad, and it made you think about the way the Patriots and Steelers ran against the Browns. Otherwise, they've been pretty good against the run this year, but those games were big games, and the run defense wasn't good enough. But overall, I thought the defense played fine, or played well, you know, limiting any team to 10 points. I mean, it's a quarterback making his first start. Tim Boyle was not good. The weather conditions weren't great. But, you know, they got the two takeaways that they needed to balance Baker's two interceptions. So, yeah, it was a big improvement over what happened the week before. But, again, it's like the whole team. They need more consistency. The defense needs to be consistent week in and week out and do it against a big-time quarterback like they will likely face in Baltimore, assuming Lamar Jackson comes back from this virus that's bugging him.
Scott, I'm just curious, going back to Baker for a second.
Yeah.
Well, what happened after the game? Did they just come in and say he's not speaking, or how did that go down after the game yesterday?
Yeah, it was weird. You know, we get done with the, you know, Stefanski interview and then all the other player interviews, and we're just assuming Baker's going to come in last, right? Because Baker always talks after games. And one of the PR guys got up and said, okay, that's it. I'm like, well, what about Baker? Yeah, we're not going to have Baker today. And then, you know, I checked with the head of PR, Peter, and said, okay, why didn't we have Baker? I think we need a reason. And he said, declined to comment. And that's the official reason, that Baker declined to comment, which is against league policy. I think he's subject to a fine from the league. You know, players, all players are supposed to talk after games, the quarterback especially. I mean, it's a bad look that he doesn't, especially after a win, right? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm so distraught that we lost, I just couldn't talk. That's not what it was. That it was after a win. So whatever else was bothering Baker, whether it was being booed, whether it was his performance, whether it was his injuries, whatever it was, that's what he let affect his decision-making and his decision not to talk. And, you know, that's bothersome as a media group, and, you know, I believe the fans should hear their quarterback talk after the game. But I think what is perhaps more bothersome is that it didn't look like he celebrated the victory. I mean, he flips the ball to the official after the kneel down and walks straight off the field. No congratulations with Nick Chubb, no high five to the coach, nothing. And it just didn't seem to have any joy. And that had changed from earlier in the game, right? He celebrated the touchdown, Jarvis Landry's touchdown. He celebrated. He ran to Jarvis in the end zone. So something changed during the course of the game that changed Baker's mindset. And I think it's troubling that he wasn't able to enjoy that win, at least that we could see, right? The cameras had him going all the way in the tunnel, and then he doesn't come into the interview room. I think that's a bad sign. He should be enjoying a win no matter how ugly it is, no matter how he played, no matter how he felt.
Would it have been okay for them to turn around and just go, hey, he had to deal with an injury at the end of the game and something was bothering him? I mean, so what happens after that? So you turn around at today's press conference and have to ask Kevin about his injuries? I mean, I would think that and I, you know, again, it's a weird situation, but isn't the team better off saying, hey, he was getting medical help after the game? Even though you open up a whole new line of questioning today about what kind of medical help, don't you think it sits better? And I wouldn't I got to believe the guy's playing in pain. Like, no matter what you think, he's got to be playing in pain.
Well, I don't doubt that he's playing in pain. I mean, we've seen it. He's limping off the field. Right. But he did an interview this year with his left arm in a sling, right? So, I mean, you can talk when you're in pain. You know, he's not in the hospital. He finished the game. He walked right, jogged or walked off the field. Yeah, I mean, the team could have come up with an excuse. I'm glad that they didn't. I'm glad, you know, supposed to tell the truth. He declined to comment. That was his choice not to talk. It wasn't for any other reason. He wasn't getting treatment. He could have talked and chose not to, and I'm glad the team said that, and now it's up to Baker to explain why he didn't talk and, like I said, maybe more importantly, why he was in that frame of mind at the end of a win that they desperately needed. So when you talk about why it feels doesn't quite feel like a win, I mean, when your quarterback doesn't celebrate it like a win, I think that kind of gives you some insight into maybe why the town doesn't feel celebrate it like it's a win.
Scott, as always, great stuff. Great, great perspective.
Hell of a point,
we appreciate
Scott.
You. That's good stuff. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.